I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Warming My Hand, written and read by me, Quenby. Her legs are bent at the knee, spread open before me. Her mound bristles with delicately trimmed pubes, leading down to a cunt glistening with arousal. I lean forward, inhaling her musky scent. My tongue flicks out, running along her lips before pushing into her wet heat. I pull back and look at her. You're so fucking wet. I love the taste of your cunt. I grin at the blush spreading across her face and begin to kiss a trail down her belly. I reach her thigh and grip the tender flesh between my teeth, biting down till I hear her gasp and start to squirm of a rush of pain. I let go, kissing the tender red flesh before returning my attention to her cunt. I reach down and push my fingers in, reveling in the feeling of being inside her. I seek out her clit as I fuck her with my hand, two fingers pumping in and out as I swirl and flicker my tongue over her sensitive flesh. I feel her moaning and bucking against me. I alternate fingers and tongue on clit and cunt, playing around her responses as I bring her to orgasm. I nibble along her labia, and she bucks up against my mouth. I hear her gasp out, "More, please!" My fingers still buried in her cunt, I position my mouth over her clit. I suck the surrounding flesh into my mouth and maul it with my lips and teeth. Encouraged and guided by the hands tangled in my hair. After a few minutes, I lean back and take stock. Her hair damp with sweat, and her cunt wrapped around three of my fingers. She looks well fucked and delightfully dishevelled. I pull out my fingers and spank her cunt, smiling as she jumps in shock. Then I slip them into her mouth. We exchange smouldering looks as she fellates my hand, tasting herself on me.
"You doing okay?"
She nods, bobbing her head back and forth on the hand fucking her mouth. I pull my fingers out.
"Do you want more?"
"Yes, please."
She whispers back in a voice thick with lust.
I lean in and we share an intense, filthy kiss. I reach over to the bedside table and squirt lube into my hand, then rub it over her vulva. Three fingers slip in oh so easily, and I begin to fuck her.
She moans delightfully. And bucks greedily against my hand as I thrust energetically into her eager cunt. I slow for a moment, positioning my thumb over her clit and my forefinger inside her. My thumb massages the hood as four thick fingers push into her. I feel the wet heat of her body flex and stretch around me. Obscenely wet noises fill the room. I begin to move and wriggle my fingers, stimulating every part of her vagina simultaneously. I feel her clench around me as she orgasms again with a choked, "Oh, fuck!" My thumb on her clit as my fingers stimulate spots G through to M.
"You doing good?"
She smiles and nods at me.
"Can you take more for me?"
"Yeah, a bit more." She sounds fuck drunk, her tongue clumsy with lust and a haze of endorphins. I reassure her. "You're doing so well. I love you." Pushing some of the immense gratitude and love I feel into every inadequate syllable. A touch more lube, then five fingers tucked together into a cone enter her open hole. Moving and twisting and stimulating as I work them into her. Finally, her cunt is wrapped around the thickest part of my hand. I lean forward and whisper in her ear, "You have my whole hand in your slutty cunt. Such a filthy pervert." She gasps and squirms at my provocative words. Her hips buck up against the hand buried deep inside her. I work my hand back and forth, filling her and taking her to the limit of her endurance. Holding her at the blurred boundary between pleasure and pain, on the edge of ecstatic overstimulation. Her face is flushed a dark red, her mouth hanging open, sweat beading on her forehead and darkening her hair. Every trace of her normal composure burned away by the intensity of this experience. Her entire body arches up against me, and she lets out a guttural moan as she orgasms one last time. I slowly pull out my hand. She flops back down against the mattress as I wipe myself clean with a tissue. She curls into my body and we hold each other, coming back to ourselves in the loving warmth of each other's arms. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn and more of me at quembycreatives.com.